Well, good morning. There has never been a time when business leaders who represent God's kingdom were more needed. The subject of this call, which has been in planning for months, has obviously changed a bit in the last couple of weeks. Your teams, whether at home or in the office, need the light of the Father in your story today more than ever before. You may be tempted to think, I'm not the one to be the face of the kingdom of God in my company. Well, listen, that's selling yourself short. It's also selling God's power a little bit short. See, one of my favorite stories comes from John chapter 9, verse 1 through 34. Won't read it all. This call would be more than 5 minutes. He then answered, it says, when he is a sinner, whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see. That's John 9, 25. You see, what he's saying is, this is a blind guy. Jesus healed him, then disappeared. The guy's called in front of the council, and they're going, that can't be. Nobody can do that. But this guy says, look, I don't know who he was. I don't know a whole lot about him. All I know is I was blind, and he gave me sight. See, all you need to know your story is who changed it. You don't need to know anything beyond that yet. The woman at the well, she was an instant evangelist. You remember that story? Here's what it says in John chapter 4 about her. From that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me all things that I had ever done. That was immediately after she encountered Jesus. She was back telling people that. This is certainly not an excuse not to grow. Now, here's some lessons from over 40 years ago in my first years in ministry when I was wet behind the ears. Maybe some keys to being that person in your team. Number one, you only need to be a step ahead of where they are in that particular area. See, it's not necessary even with the knowledge that you have to live out all that God has written. You just got to be willing to live out what you know. Number two is honesty in your faith. It's critical. See, you don't fake what you don't know. Matter of fact, one of our future calls is going to talk about who you already are now in Christ that you may not realize. But anyway, sometimes the most powerful answer is an honest, you know, I don't know. Let's find out together. And then you go on a journey to discover the answers about God together. Here's another thing that you would like to have in your hip pocket at that point. You want the resource people in mind. You want to be sure to know where to go for good answers. Maybe it's your pastor, a godly friend. Hey, the Edge staff, that's what we're here for. I had a friend named Shane. And Shane always was the guy I would call and say, hey, Shane, a kid asked me this or a person asked me this. What do I do? Eventually, he sent me a Ryrie Study Bible, which has some great answers for a young, early start in ministry. And then the other thing I would say is, just live out your faith in your business relationships. You know what will happen? The next step will lead to the next, and it will begin to become something that just grows in who you are. So I want to challenge you to be the person that God has called you to be, where he's placed you to be it, and then live out the life of faith that God has called you to have in the midst of that world. See, God needs today more than ever salt and light in the midst of the darkness that wants to grab hold of hearts and minds and spirits around you. Don't let it. Hey, hit up the website. You know, sign up for the Iron Sharpening Iron virtual lunches. Those have been great. And then also grab the daily app, the Edge Daily, for some daily inspiration and challenge from God and seeing what he wants to bring you as far as wisdom and encouragement as well. Hey, hopefully you'll join us in 2 weeks for the next call. And this will be every couple of weeks until we get down, maybe toward the summer, we'll start being weekly on the call. In the meantime, love God, love others. Let your light shine and go be the edge.